Hey y'all, welcome to the Kitchen Table Chronicles. It's your girl Kia.
And I'm Mama Wendy.
And of course Mikey.
And today we will be talking about none other than living single. And although I'm not living single.
Neither am I.
But I am.
At least one of us out of the three is living single, and I'm sure she's ready to mingle.
Really? Okay.
She said, don't put that lie on her. So y'all sit back, relax your feet, and pull up a seat to the Kitchen Table Chronicles. Yay. Y'all are crazy. Yo, but I'm like legit trying to figure out why there are over 124 million Americans that are single.
Because they smart.
Smart. Okay. So mom, basically what she trying to tell us that...
y'all fool up.
We fell off the shoulder.
Something. You know, and I don't necessarily think that they desire to be married. So according to this recent study, survey, poll, whatever, people are out here engaging in. Must be a lot for them to know that it's 124 million Americans that's single, but for some reason it seems like all y'all want to date the same person.
Not on purpose.
Oh God, I'm just playing. But before we get into all that, married life versus single life, and we got a good episode for y'all today, we gonna first jump into
hot topics.
Hey, hot topic coming up. Hey, hot topic coming up.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Topics.
Okay, y'all. So today with the hot topics, we're gonna be talking about Splitsville, USA, because it's been so many celebrities or people that we, you know, kind of look up to for relationship goals that are no longer together. I know, right? I can't believe it either. So like to jump into hot topics, like Bill and Melinda Gates, like I would have never, you know, thought to see that coming.
Girl's finna ask who that was, but I know now.
And not that we look up to these people for relationship goals, but it's just like, you know, when you see Bill, you think about Melinda. Or, you know, you see Blair Underwood and then you see Desiree. You see J-Lo, you see A-Rod. And then you see J-Lo, you see Ben Affleck.
You see J-Lo, you see a lot of them.
You see J-Lo and then say hello, goodbye. But it's just crazy because these people have been together for so long. Like, I think, like, Blair Underwood and Desiree Underwood been together for, like, 20-something years.
That's a lot of years.
Right. Like, Mom, you've been married for how long?
36 in April.
So, do you, like, would you even consider, not that you would consider divorce, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I mean, I've only been married for 11 years, and I'm like, dang, that's a long time to be trying to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got Kim and Kanye, Safari and Erica Mena. Like, come on now.
I guess it depends upon the circumstances, though. You know, you never know what goes on in a person's relationship.
I guess how much you can take.
Right.
Of the relationship or of the person.
Yeah.
Per se.
Yeah. Well, shoot, if I done took 35 years, then I might as well take 35 months.
Not necessarily. Under the sun.
I don't know now. I don't know. 35 years is a long time. But if why be 35 years unhappy?
Right.
Now, that's
you know what
the
I'm
truth.
Saying? Yeah, like, just because you've been married for 35 years, you might not been happy for well, nobody's
years,
been happy for all their marriage.
Right.
They have somebody cheating. But what I'm saying is,
happy
like,
doing it.
But 35 years, just say, oh, I've been married 35 years. I don't care nothing about that. I want to be happy. So if making me happy means divorcing you after 35 years, so what?
Okay? Right. Because, I mean, as we can see, and of course, we're talking about, in these hot topics, we're talking about celebrities. Mm-hmm. But I know that you know an average Joe mm-hmm. that is split up from they... husband or wife, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it seems like divorce now is more prevalent than it ever has been. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the celebrities because people know them, and it's just like, wow, like, okay, because Bill Gates, all that money you got.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Hey, Bill.
But you know, people don't look at marriage like they used to, though, you know, in the days, because mm-hmm. you see people now, in which I know a few people, you see people now, they get divorced, or either they just... or they break up and they be roommates, or they still live together, but they don't date. They're not together, but they're still married, but they living separate.
Yeah, that would be me and my husband.
You know,
because you got to stay in this house to take care of these kids.
And that's you know, it's the craziest thing. But I see it happening. I know a couple of people that do it. They they're still married, but they live separate.
So you mean to tell me they didn't get a divorce?
They didn't get a divorce, but they live in the same house.
Well, that don't even make sense.
They live in the same house, but they're no longer in the same bedrooms.
So they're separated, but married.
Right.
Hmm.
And still live in the same house.
Well, I know
they're doing this on purpose.
Yeah, they're purposely doing it.
Because that don't make sense.
Yeah, you know, I know in some states, though, you have to be divorced for a while. Like a year or so. I know in North Carolina, right? Is that still the law?
You had to be separated for a year.
Separated right. for a year. But you saying it's not the law anymore. You can just go and get that divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, see, the law's even changing to make making divorce easier.
Right.
Even the law's sick of y'all.
We're sick and tired of seeing you
after a year. Like, no. I mean, I guess if you want to get a divorce, like, why make people wait a year? But then in a year can change some things now.
Right, right.
Yeah, or somebody can die.
And you'll be a widow.
What's this? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But I mean, like, you look at these celebrities and you see so much of their life all the time, like Kim and Kanye. Like, people just it's just almost like they was just wishing that they would get a divorce. Because they're so public. And then you see all these, you know, these tweets, off the wall tweets that Kanye do, or, you know, whatever. Or some people don't like the way that Kim might post herself, her body. Or they're like, oh, wow, I wouldn't have no wife that posts her body. This lady makes her money.
Right.
Or, you know.
And her husband know that.
And so, her, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But at the same time, by these people being so publicized, do you think that have a lot to do with the reason why they...
It could possibly
have a lot to do with it. And then as I was saying, you know, like, as you said, Kim and Kanye, younger, you know, people, I'll just use Angela Bassett and her husband, or...
Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard nothing about them, though.
Right, her and Vance, and, or, what's his name, Denzel and his wife. Older people that has been together for so long, you know, their marriage, but then... A lot of times their marriage is not there on the front.
That's right. True.
You know,
right.
So they don't, they're not in the public eye
with their marriage. Right. Yes.
And you can ask me anything. Don't ask me about my wife. Right. Okay. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
And if you look at it too, we'll get into it when we, you know, get into our main topic. But if you look at it too, these marriages that are 30 and 40 years old, that's when people really valued
marriage.
You know, like when you were talking about Magic and Cookie, or Denzel and his wife, or Angela Bassett and her husband.
Right.
Like, they have the staying power of, you know, 1975 or 1980. Whereas now, you know, I feel like the women are doing just as much as the men. You know, it's like the roles are not the same as it was back in the 1950s.
Absolutely. Right, right, yeah.
Where women were the homemakers and the men were going out, you know. And so I guess women like,
me.
We're not getting ready to allow or take the same type of stuff.
Right.
If I'm doing the same.
You
know, or vice versa. If the man, you know, whatever. But I just think that maybe sometimes... you can take a page out of these couples' books that do have the staying power if you just kind of keep your marriage to yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But do y'all think that they try to keep it to themselves? And because of paparazzi or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, because one minute, if we looking at J-Lo, one minute you with A-Rod, and then all of a sudden, y'all break up, and then you next back minute, you back with, not Diddy. You done went 25 relationships back. But now you with, you know, Ben Affleck or whatever. But if the paparazzi wasn't so... We wouldn't think that, oh, she moves fast. How long?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it could be we just knew she was with A-Rod. We don't know how long they've been broke up, but then right. All of a sudden now she with Ben Affleck.
Right.
Like, paparazzi to me is messy.
Right, right. Because it could have been some time in between that.
Yeah, about 15 minutes.
We talking about Jenny from the Block.
Right. No. Nah, no shade.
A little than you. Right. First of all, no Jennifer slander will be tolerated. Right. Because we stands Jennifer, you and me. But,
As Selena.
As Selena. Or Fly Girl from In Living Color. But I just feel like even with the whole Saweetie and Quavo situation, with the elevator incident and all this. Now, Beyonce and Jay-Z tried to tell y'all it's too much go down on the elevator. Stay out the elevators. But I just feel like the paparazzi, like, you have an eye, a camera all into your relationship, and it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I've seen on Instagram a post about Drake. And, you know, you never really hear about Drake and his relationships or whatever. You just all of a sudden know that Drake got a son. And you're like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't even know Drake was dating. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right.
So I seen where he took a woman on a date on a baseball field or something. And it was very private. Then all of a sudden, just some random person flying an airplane or a helicopter across at that exact time. He zoomed in taking pictures on him like, I didn't call Drake and some mystery woman on the day.
Sell
like,
that.
What?
He want to sell that.
Yeah.
That sells. Yeah. Believe that.
But stuff here like go this sells, man and this woman trying messy. To be private.
He wanted to be private, and that's where it becomes messy. People hit whoever took those pictures. See, he wants to sell. He going to make money off of that.
Mm. Right. But I think that is so wrong because people want to have that a private life. You know,
exactly.
that privacy in their relationships to see if it even work out. You know, and here you go blasting that business all over the internet.
Well, then that's when you call us to the house and you ain't dating for a minute. You ain't going nowhere because we need to see if it's going to work. And you ain't going to no baseball fields or nothing like that. We need to just come over. Talk to him.
So we going to date in the house.
We going to date in the house until further notice.
Girl, bye. No wonder so many singles.
And I was getting ready to say, speaking of dating in the house. On that note, we going to get into our main topic of living single and ready to mingle or nah.
Nah.
Okay. Well, or nah. Okay, y'all, so talking about living single, and we have found this study on WNYCstudios.org, and it states that about 50.2% or 124.6 million Americans, which we did discuss, are now single. Now, that's as adults compared to 1950. Now, that number was around 22%. So we're talking about something that has gone from 22% up to 50%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's double. And it's you know, 1950 to now.
Right.
And what in this study is saying that people are having a hard time with, quote unquote, growing up. So they're taking longer to grow up. Like, okay, now you might be in your mid to late 20s, early to mid 30s. Before you actually grow up.
Yeah. Right.
Versus back in the day, you had to grow up.
Right.
You had to kind of grow up fast, you know, so to speak. And so they're saying that that's the reason why people are, you know, taking longer to find a mate, or they enjoy living the single life, or, you know, they just feel like it's better for them.
Yeah.
So, as a person who is living single, how do you, you know, how do you feel like, do you think that this article is true? Or, like, what are your thoughts? Because you know, you are single, Mikey.
My thoughts on it is, living single, it's good for me. It's better living single than being in a horrible marriage or a horrible relationship and not being happy. You'd rather be happy single than in a relationship or a marriage or a partnership or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're not happy. Yeah. Like, it's draining you. Everything you got in you is just like, you. Every day you wake up hoping you was dead. Or, you know, mm-hmm. but with the single life, for me, it's like the best thing. You meet somebody, you're like, okay, well, I know that ain't gonna work because he acting a fool today. You know what I'm saying? It's right. Like, you take your time to get to know somebody when you're single. You can date around, basically, right. mm-hmm. and you don't have to rush into anything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
yeah.
living life.
So, you know, I've seen where these people have started to pop up and they're talking about being a serial dater. And, you know, they used to talk about Lori Harvey all the time. You know, she's mm-hmm. dating, you know, around or whatever. And that used to be considered a no-no, right, like, for
you
women.
You have a name for it. Yes. You know. That time, you would catch a bad name for it.
Right. Just because she's dating around don't mean that she's sleeping with all these
exactly.
men.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You date to get to know people, to know. So sometimes at first date you say, okay, this is a no-go, no more. Right. I know he ain't getting another date from it.
Right.
That don't mean that she was sleeping with the guys that she was dating. She was just trying to fill them out.
Exactly.
So, you know.
But, you know, of course, that's now because society has changed mm-hmm. their views or our views mm-hmm. about women dating.
Right.
And them allowed to date and be free to say, hey, I have a choice.
Right.
You know, I don't have to settle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times people think that single people are lonely.
I ain't lonely now.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
I ain't lonely.
Now, right.
Like, sometimes it does get lonely. No, I'm alone but not lonely. I think uh-huh. Diana said
right,
it best.
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm alone but not lonely. I mean, you
Well, do
know,
you think it would be different if you didn't have a child? So your child fills that void, you know, she could fill up that space. Now, you know, maybe if you didn't have a baby, uh-huh. and then you would, you know, anticipate on.
Well, not necessarily, because
the baby ain't feeling the same type of void
as a
relationship, a mate, a companionship.
Yeah,
but
it takes a lot of your time.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
And then I don't have time to waste because I have a child. Like, I don't have time to really, like, give time to a man for 1 or 2, 3, 4 years, then it don't work. You're just wasting me and my child's time.
Right.
That's how I feel. Like, mm-hmm. no. Like,
so no. How do you feel like being single was different before you had a child versus being single now that you have a child? Like, being a single mother versus just being a single person?
I look at it totally different. Like, back then, I didn't even care. Like, mm-hmm. it didn't matter. Like, it was money, it was drugs, it was, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, whatever mm-hmm. you could do for me now, is, no. Me and my child, of course, come as a package. So, if you out here hustling, or if you doing all that other mess, no, I want somebody that she could potentially going to be her stepfather one day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody that she can look up to. No, so.
Not just any old run of the mill, just
right.
out here doing whatever they feel like they
right.
want to do, you know, because you do have little eyes
exactly.
right. observing and looking back at you,
right?
You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy because, you know, Ma, you've lived in a time where marriage was the thing,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It was looked upon as a better status, or
right. Right.
you know. People was hoping to be married.
Yeah.
So in that time versus, like, have you seen a difference from when you and Dad got married mm-hmm. versus now?
Yeah, because like you said, absolutely. Because during that time, you know, women having children most of the time, it was coming out of my age range that, you know, now it was during my mom's time that, you know, the men would go out and work, and
mm-hmm.
and women would stay at home, and you know. But as it got closer to my time, this is when it started really kind of working off as well. In the 60s, yeah, you had the husbands that took some of the growth from the fathers or what have you, and they would go out in the fields and work, and the mothers would still stay at home. But as time went on, you know, it just kind of, the women start getting, you know, when,
well,
you start
get more getting rights.
Right. Yeah, you women know, start getting yeah. more rights and stuff, mm-hmm. so they start being
more freedom. More, and,
right. Mm-hmm. So they start doing more what made them
happy.
Right.
Exactly.
Because so not everybody wants to sit at home and, you know,
be a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
Me necessarily, or a homemaker. I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to. If I don't care if I find a man, a billionaire, I don't want to sit at home.
Right.
And, like, I want to be my own individual person.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I get that. And I also had that choice as when I was raising y'all. Mm-hmm. As when I was raising y'all, it was either, but I, at that time, I wasn't going to work and raise kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I, at that point, I'm saying me as the mother, I wasn't going to go out there and work. I did it. I went and worked. Then I come home, and then I still had to tend to kids. I still had to cook. I still had to clean the house.
Right. When, and which is the same thing that women are doing today.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But what I am saying now is, like, but the man, he would come home, and that's it. After his day, that was it.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's done. Mm-hmm. So his job is finished. It just say if he worked from 9 to 5, that's it. After 5 o'clock, it's like it's a cutoff. It's not. That's it.
No,
that's
no not helping it. Taking care of the children. And Right.
Okay. So if I felt like, okay, this is how it's going to be. I'm not going to work outside the home and inside the home.
Right.
Either I'm going to work outside the home, we're going to do it together like this, or we're going to have to. So. Me and my husband, we decided,
as a
together as a team to say, okay, well, I work outside the house, you stay at home, and you raise the kids. Mm-hmm. And this is how that's been ever since, you know, we were young. But now.
Yeah, it's totally different because me and my husband, we share the responsibility across the board.
Right.
You know, sometimes he'll cook, sometimes I'll cook, sometimes he'll put the kids to bed, sometimes I might.
Absolutely.
You know, both of us go outside the house and we both work. So sometimes I feel like there's a huge misconception when you're looking at single versus married, because a lot of times, you know, I might hear single people say, well, you have a husband, you know. Well, you have a husband at home. You have a two-parent income, or, you know, you have it. Just because you are married,
you don't know my situation.
Exactly. Everybody still has their own personal situations. And although you might assume that being married is easier, it may not be.
It may not be. No. That's right.
You know?
As a matter of fact, your situation may be better than mine, and you're single.
Exactly.
But I'm married. Mm-hmm. Your situation could be better than mine. Just because you see two people, you assume that it's, you know, it's good. Not really. Not necessary.
And you know what? And speaking about going back to the point what you was saying, Mike, you know, even if you was married to a billionaire, you would still want to go out and do something.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Eric Kleiningberg, which is the person that I was talking about with this survey and the study, he said that, you know, most of the time, single people who live alone actually are more likely to volunteer in civic organizations than people that are married, or, you know, they go out and do things in the city. Or, you know, and do things for the country or the state.
Right.
Because they are single and they don't have the responsibility to, you know,
so you
somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, you can pretty much go and do. But, you know, I just believe that, or let me pose it this way. Do you guys feel that because of the way that marriage was looked on in the early 40s, 50s, or 60s, do you feel like that has a play on why many people are not choosing to get married today? Or do you feel like now it's just too many choice, like everybody, you know, everybody have the right to do, you know, everybody's not the same religion,
right?
So just because you know, just because Christians feel like the marriage is supposed, maybe that's not their religion, and maybe they just choose to be partners.
Everybody has a choice.
Yeah, and that's always been.
Yes, it's always been.
Girl, shut your mouth.
I was forced into my marriage.
Oh, Lord.
Now she was forced into it. I seen you get married, and I don't believe. Big
I don't think it was a shotgun with.
I was forced into it. I swear to God I was.
What, did he force you?
No, you and Diddy forced me.
No, that's not true. That is
I believe you, Lamb.
Thing.
I believe.
The devil is telling right from the start.
That's that Christian. Christian mentality.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So do you feel like religion plays a huge role in how relationships are seen nowadays? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you do have those devout Christian parents or whatever, and you're dating and you with this person for a while, and then all of a sudden you feel like eyes on the back of your head, like like a gun or something, almost like, okay, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You can't keep shacking up or whatever. And sometimes I think that that's hurtful more than it helps.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I think that a lot of times, especially, you know, I'm considered a millennial. Stop hating on my millennial stance.
You see how she millennial.
I'm a millennial. Honey, don't be hating on my millennial stance, honey, because you're in the same age bracket as me.
I'm Gen Z.
Girl, you wish. Child, you wish, baby. You honey, take what about 5 minutes. You a baby boomer, baby.
A baby boomer.
Are you a baby boomer or a Gen X? What are you? I don't even know what your generation is, baby. I'm
cave lady.
But I think though, as we, you know, matriculate through generations, everybody looks at marriage differently. And because now we do have a lot more freedoms than what we used to, you know, of course, LGBT. Yes,
plus.
Yeah, don't leave out. Make sure you put that plus on there now. Everybody is inclusive, and that's how it should be. Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think that every community, whatever you feel like you need to do or whatever, you should have a choice or option, and it shouldn't be regulated or governed by whatever, because your choice is your choice.
Right. Absolutely.
And so I think that because of that, is a lot of the reason why people choose not to get married.
Exactly. Right. That's true. Everybody should have a choice. I feel like everybody should have a choice.
Right.
And I could probably speak for the single parents. Like, we don't want to bring a person into our child's life who's not going to be permanent. Who's not going to be there for a long term. Who you don't really feel like you can trust if you pass or whatever, will they still be there?
To take on the torch and move forward.
So,
absolutely, because you're not just dating by yourself, so to speak. Now,
right?
You got to look out for something. Exactly. Like, I have to look out for the best interest of my children, whatever. Right. Absolutely. And so, you know, it just all goes back with being, you know, to me, I just feel like people should have the right, the freedom, or whatever, to do exactly whatever it is that they want to do with their relationship. Absolutely. And it shouldn't have to be governed. It shouldn't have to be, over
chastised
here.
Chastised or pointing fingers pointed. Or,
people should be able to live their lives
freely
however they want to do it.
Right.
Now, me, I'm going to live my married life.
Right. And me.
You talking about and me.
And me. Because for me, honey, it's just so much easier. And as Mikey stated earlier, I'm not going to be so unhappy in my marriage that I would just stay being totally unhappy, but I would not start over either. I have lived longer than I will live, so I'm not trying to start over in no kind of relationship. So
I know that's right. I think for me with Mikey, what Mikey said about the whole thing of at the end of the day, if we do break up, then we just gonna have to be in the same household.
Right. Exactly.
I don't wanna look at you after I break up with you.
You said you don't wanna look at him after
we ain't going nowhere.
We break up, that's what it is. Break up.
No, I need to be able to Ricardo, please come get one of these children.
Okay.
Well, I just feel like nowadays sometimes people just have to do what it is that they want to do, and I don't think that there should be any type of government, you know, involved when it comes to marriage, whether it's same sex or different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, at the end of the day, we have two merits, in a living single. Is that what you said?
A living day single with a baby.
Oh. In the 20s kind of
girl. Oh, 2020s kind of girl.
But she's glad she's got her girl. Yeah.
So the moral of the story is live your life.
Live it.
Don't worry about what nobody else say.
You can't.
Absolutely.
Be single and ready to mingle. I might set you up. What is it? Swipe right, swipe a Tinder. Is that what it's called?
You know, I just heard on the news today. For real. Somebody had met somebody on Tinder. And she called her ex-boyfriend, told her that she felt like the new guy was going to kill her.
Oh, God.
And so they... the feds was outside the house. He didn't got away, and they finally caught him. He was a fugitive.
Stay off Tinder. Stay off Tinder. Go on Christian Mingle.
No.
Plenty of Fish or something.
Muslim Mingle. Muslim Mingle.
and I know that right. Honey, well, at the end of the day, just be you, do you. And mama, you going to close us out.
I sure will. But as you said, at the end of the day, you just have to be happy. You have to live your life and just be pleasing. And honey, I just say, whether you're married, single, widowed, or divorced, be good at what you do.
Okay.
And I believe you with Psalms 111, 2 and 3. It says, the works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever.
Amen and amen. And when I say, if all hearts and minds are clear, then say amen.
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 Again. And amen again.
Y'all join us next week for another episode of the Kitchen Table Chronicles. We out.
We out.
Bye.